It's time to talk Titan football with head coach Grant Tuttle of the HTRS Titans. Coach Tuttle, thanks for joining me today.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and just kind of jump in and recap your game from last week, facing a tough Weeping Water team that's 5-2 and 3-0 in district play and looking for a district title of their own. Tell us a little bit about that game from last week.
You know, it was a game that we entered knowing it was going to be a tough one. I said on the show beforehand, I thought they were kind of a sleeping giant. They showed us their best game, and we showed them one of our worst. But, you know, really the ultimate takeaway was that the game ended at halftime because we only had 11 guys that were able to suit up and decided that was enough.
Right, definitely. And I know a lot of injuries this season, not, you know, for all of our area teams, but for you as well. You know, talk a little bit about how that affected your season.
Well, you know, we can't make excuses. I don't think that that's the way that we should conduct these kinds of things. It's always next man up mentality around here. But the truth of the matter is we did not have a single game where we were able to field our entire roster. We were never able to have our full starting lineup. We were without linemen. We were without tight ends. We were without quarterbacks. We were without running backs at different times throughout the year. So, you know, guys had to play in spots they weren't ready for, and it was just a real challenge, and the boys did what they could.
And as a coach, how tough is it to kind of measure that improvement and prep, you know, kind of the younger kids for maybe a position they won't even play next year because they had to be moved around and whatnot throughout the year? How tough is it to kind of manage those injuries from week to week?
It's very, very difficult, especially when it's one of those injuries where it's a 50-50 shot of knowing whether the player is going to be able to come back the next week or not. Because when you're thinking through that lens of, hey, they might come back, then you think, well, I can put this other player at a spot that maybe helps us more. But, you know, it hurts you a lot when that player, if that's 50-50, can't play, and then you had practiced all week in one spot and come to find out game time, you have to move them back to a different spot. So, you know, it's a struggle, but, you know, we did what we could. And, you know, we had plenty of coaches and student managers that would stand in with pads and things like that to help us along the way. But, you know, when you're 12, 13 max at the end of the year, it's really difficult to conduct a useful practice.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. Well, looking kind of ahead to this week a little bit, I know you were scheduled to play Johnson County Central on Thursday, and unfortunately it doesn't look like that game's going to happen. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was not an easy decision. You know, we had called it at halftime against Weeping Water after a pretty significant injury to one of our players. and so the decision was kind of made over the next 48 hours of that, since that time, that we kind of came together and said, you know, we're down two quarterbacks. We have no seniors. We have no, you know, we don't have any part of our team that we originally had outside of our linemen. And it kind of became evident to the administration, to the coaching staff, and to everybody involved that this was the only decision we could make.
Right, and a tough, you know, kind of way, I think, to end the season as well for you, the administration, fans, players, everybody. You know, nobody wants to end their season that way, but I know you have some guys coming back and some guys that are going out. Just quickly, if you could, you know, kind of recap just a few of your seniors that are going out and then maybe some guys that are coming back for next year.
Yeah, the thing is that the senior class that we had this year, we only had two, and neither of them were able to play for a significant amount of time. I think John Cook was the one that he tried really, really hard to get back, but he was just had nagging injury after nagging injury. And then when we were kind of working him back into the full swing of things, he tore his ACL. And so he was out for the rest of that year, but, you know, we could have used that lineman, and it's sad to see his season go that way. It's sad to see Emmett Glothar, who was an all-conference, all-district-type player, be really limited in what he could do and only appear in three of our games. You know, in the games he appeared in, it seemed like he was still a great player, but, you know, when you're kind of limping around on one leg, it's kind of sad to see somebody be a shell of what they were. But the good news is for next year, we do have a class of juniors that a number of guys are returning, starting with Jake Davis, who's a very good lineman. And you have some guys with some speed as sophomores, Alex Dewberry and players like that. I think a lot of people have to assess where they're going to be next year, whether they want to do this again. I think that, you know, that's always a reflection for everybody after a tough season. So I'm not sure exactly who is all coming back, but I'm sure that HTRS will do what they can do with what they have. So, you know, I think that there's some positivity to find there.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us throughout the year and this week as well. And I hope you all, you know, can heal up before basketball and track and all the seasons coming up, if it's not a season-ending injury, of course, and get a little healthy for the sports the rest of the year.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach Tuttle, and best of luck. We'll talk to you again next year.
All right. Thank you.
That'll wrap up your HTRS Titans Coaches Show for today.